Time now for your comments. Many of your letters in the days since the election have been about President-elect Barack Obama. On Monday, we made note of the prayers for Senator Obama offered at many African-American churches over the weekend. Ann Neal Levi in Bellingham, Washington, wrote to comment, "I was surprised and honestly a bit offended that you only mentioned the black churches praying for Barack Obama." She wrote, "I was at a pretty much all-white church on Sunday where the congregation cheered and prayed for the president-elect and his family." She concludes in her note, "When will you decide that this election isn't about race and never was?"
And many of you wrote to compliment veteran Forrest Brand for his essay about coming home from Vietnam.
"I remember the buddies I left behind so that I could be going home. I remember the grunts and the peasant kids, the way the razor wire cut blurry lines between good and bad, friend and foe."
Rick Fagan in Bardstown, Kentucky, says he wore the Army uniform for 28 years. He writes, "I was driving to work this morning, feeling a little sorry for myself because I had to work on Veterans Day. Then I heard the story from a Vietnam vet about coming home after the war. Tears came to my eyes," he wrote, "as I remembered how thankful I was that I had brought my entire team home from Iraq safely."
And on a lighter note, yesterday, Robert Krowich brought us a story on calculating the number of trees per person on Earth. The magic number, by the way, according to one researcher, is 61. On the laundry list of items made from trees was golf balls, whose bounce, we said, comes from the gum of the gutta percha tree. Not so, points out James Colburn in McAllen, Texas. A golf ball's bounce hasn't come from the gum of the gutta percha tree since the early 20th century. That's when gutties were replaced by balls made from round rubber.
Our story on trees also argued that many of us are gobbling up more than our fair share of them. Allison Sawtell in Denver heard the story, and she wrote, "You were doing a good job until the end, where it appeared the solution to our gobbling was simply to plant more trees. Perhaps what we really need to do is gobble less."
And please do keep gobbling up our program. Keep your comments coming as well. Just go to npr.org and click on the button that says Contact Us.